is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Heavens are roaring.
Charlie Kirk's friends and supporters attended a memorial vigil at the Kennedy Center for the conservative activist assassinated on a college campus in Utah last week. Officials say the accused gunman, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is not cooperating with investigators. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
We still do not know a motive that may have inspired him to commit this assassination. What investigators have said is that Robinson had become more politically engaged recently with views that were significantly different from his family.
They say the suspect's roommate and romantic partner is cooperating. The Trump administration plans to request almost $60 million from Congress to increase security for the executive and judicial branches after Kirk's death. Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CBS's Face the Nation.
For all of us who serve in public life, whether it's leading a nonprofit or a church, teaching in a school, or being a public advocate, someone engaged in public debate as Charlie Kirk was, the risk is getting higher.
Secretary of State Rubio and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are meeting in Israel right now after the IDF's surprise attack targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar last week. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Mr. Rubio, on his way here, reiterated President Trump's message that the U.S. was not happy with the Israeli strike. But I don't think you're going to see a really kind of tough reprimand by Mr. Rubio of the Israeli Prime Minister. Mr. Rubio also said that it wouldn't affect the underlying fundamental relationship between the U.S. and Israel.
Another apparent Russian misstep, CBS's Vicky Barker.
EU diplomats are condemning what appears to be the latest attempt by Russia to test NATO defenses. Just days after more than a dozen Russian drones entered Polish airspace, Romania reports its fighter jets detected a Russian drone in Romanian airspace this past weekend. A Kremlin spokesman has just claimed, without any evidence, that the Ukrainians were behind the incursion.
The 15-year-old star of Netflix drama Adolescence, Owen Cooper, became the youngest male actor to win an Emmy at last night's awards.
I think tonight proves that if you listen and you focus and you step out your comfort zone, you can achieve anything in life. Like I was nothing about 3 years ago. I'm here now.
CBS News LA's Dina Demetrius.
The show ended with the big winner, The Pitt, for Best Drama Series, which is a huge surprise. The studio won for Best Comedy Series again.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lightning strike sparked a fire in a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue early Saturday. Firefighters were able to rescue four cats trapped inside. Unfortunately, one cat didn't make it. Humans were okay. The homeowner was able to get out after hearing the boom, noticing the smoke and calling 911. The fire caused major damage to the attic and second story, with lighter damage downstairs. The head of a state agency leaving will leave a big impact on Racine and Kenosha counties. Missy Hughes is stepping down later this month as head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. As head of the organization, she helped drive billions of dollars in investment to Racine and Kenosha counties. Under her leadership, WEDC supported Eli Lilly's $4 billion expansion in Kenosha that'll bring 750 new jobs and give the company $100 million in tax breaks. She also backed the big Microsoft data center project in Racine County. The Hughes resignation is effective this week. A search for her replacement is already underway. A return to work is due, says a southeastern Wisconsin representative. Republican Amanda Dadweski, repping Kenosha County, is pushing a bill that would end remote work for state employees and require them back in the office. She says Governor Tony Evers should have made that call himself and argues that the administration hasn't kept proper oversight for employees working from home. A Democrat who represents state workers in Sun Prairie says remote work has saved money and works well. The bill cleared the assembly and now heads to the Senate, though Evers is likely to veto it. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helber.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed. Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously, it's a big blow to us.
College football. The Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4.5. You're never 36.5. You're 4.5 and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21. But you turn 30. Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned, we had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. And you make it to 60. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60. By then you built up so much speed, you hit 70.
Louie, the Kingsman. I always think of Animal House when I hear that song. Remember the scene of Animal House where they're doing Louie? You know, it's funny. I never thought about the song associated to the movie till I saw the movie. It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Picture-perfect weather. Sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunshine tomorrow, high 76. Clear at 65 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park with Stephen Hardaway, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder, for Once in My Life. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life, 6:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, football is back, of course, for the last few weeks, but the odds of most of us ever getting to a game are pretty low. So if you want to get a little piece of that game day experience at home, maybe this will work for you. A company that's owned by Anheuser-Busch called Babe Wine used to do this. They created three football-scented candles. One smelled like artificial turf, one smelled like nachos. I don't say the other one, but I think it smelled like old locker room, something like that. If you're interested, they still may have some. A three-pack of candles costs $69. Old locker room. Yeah, that's the odor you want to smell. But it reminds you of football, right? Here's Simon & Garfunkel. I Am a Rock.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am a covered of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
There you go, Simon and Garfunkel, early Simon and Garfunkel, I am a rock. It's 6:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunshine tomorrow, high 76. Clear and 65 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Well, let's see. Almost half of people say they've had an office romance at some point, according to a survey. One out of five say those couples are still together. The average office romance lasts about 10 months. Never had one before. Yeah, nice people in the office, but I never had an office romance before, probably because I was married. It's 6:18, and let that pesky thing get in the way. The morning show here at WRJN is brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big. During the Drive Into Fall event, you will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Your brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Here you go, Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. You ever see the movie Ode to Billy Joe with, what's his name, Robbie Benson? I think he was the star of that movie. It's kind of an interesting film with a kind of strange ending. Yeah, it's on Turner Classic Movies from time to time, so you can catch it if you want. Ode to Billy Joe. Hey, good morning. It's 6:27 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. All right, your significant other may be sick of you by now, but your dog, never. According to a new study, when an owner says, I love you to the dog's heart rate actually goes up by 46%. Makes them that excited to hear you and say that I love you. Now, the study also found that when a dog is feeling anxious, curling up with their owner decreases their heart rate by 23%. So your dog will always be with you no matter what. People, they come and go. Dogs are forever. Oh, I love dogs. Had them all my life. Yeah. 6:27 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Bobby Sherman.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing. So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Lost him this year. Bobby Sherman, Julie, do you love me? It's 6:30 local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Let's see what's going on in the news this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New license plate reader cameras are coming to Racine County. The sheriff's office says installing them will help solve crimes faster and track stolen vehicles more efficiently. The county board voted last week to approve the Flock system. 10 solar-powered cameras will be placed along busy routes like I-94, and they'll capture license plates and turn them into searchable data. Officials say the system only stores data for 30 days unless it's part of an active investigation. That's meant to balance public safety and privacy. They'll talk tomorrow night in Sturdivant about police matters. The Sturdivant Village Board will meet at 6 tomorrow night to further discuss the future of its police department, including whether to outsource police services to the Racine County Sheriff's Office or Mount Pleasant Police. A Saturday morning lightning strike caused a fire at a home on Carlisle Avenue near Summit. The fire department says the homeowner woke up to a loud boom, saw smoke coming from the attic, and called 911 before safely getting out. Firefighters got an attic fire under control in about 30 minutes. No one was hurt, but sadly one cat didn't survive. Firefighters did rescue four others. The cause was confirmed as lightning. There's an estimated $90,000 in damage. A new announcement to start a new week. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce has jumped into the 2026 governor's race, becoming the latest Democrat seeking to succeed Governor Tony Evers. Royce, who represents the Madison area, launched her campaign with a video this morning criticizing, quote, extremists and calling for stronger schools, affordable health care, and better-paying jobs. Royce joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, and beer vendor Ryan Sternod in the Democratic field. Republicans Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien are also in the race. Representative Tom Tiffany is said to be considering a run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Oh, commodity prices are getting squeezed at the farm gate, but there is one element that may at least remain flat. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. What is that element? Answer next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
One of the major expenses that farms look at during the harvest is diesel costs. Jason Schwantz is the Senior Vice President of Energy with CHS Cooperative. He said, well, supplies have been a little tight through the summer months because some refineries have been retooling. Now, he says, producers should hopefully be looking forward to a little bit lower, if not flat, costs. But he advises, buy early.
I think we're going to kind of be in this trough here. Fuel is a little more expensive, but from a year ago, it's actually down. So I think right now is actually a good time to buy. I think supply is going to get tighter as we go into that harvest because you're just going to have heavy, heavy demand. And from everything I've heard, there is an extremely good corn and soybean crop out there, which I think everybody is very happy about. I don't know that they're exactly happy about where the commodity prices are at, but hopefully we can have a bountiful harvest and have a really good crop out there. But it's going to take a lot of fuel to go over that crop.
That advice from Jason Schwantz, the Senior Vice President of Energy for CHS Cooperative. He said, well, some refineries did retool this summer. Others have yet to do their retooling. He said that's why they're bringing more supplies to the marketplace right now.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And today, Wisconsin Senator Pat Tested and Representative Scott Krug are introducing a bill that opens the doors for farmers and solar developers to work together locally to generate power that subscribers in Wisconsin can use. It also will give local towns and municipalities control over siting those projects. We'll keep you posted. That's a look at what's happening in food news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
When you move in with a woman, you find out there's duties that men are given in a house. You think you know them all. All right, you know, the garbage, the lawn. There's obscure ones. I found out in the middle of the night, I was the noise checker outer. Yeah. Noise checker. Any little, what was that? No, that's nothing. You check it out!
quality of sleep. How could, that could be a burglar with a gun, so go. Go, be careful. Put your slippers on. Watch out. Bring me up a yogurt if it's nothing. Either way, I want a yogurt either way. Don't come back without a yogurt. Noise checker. And you always put your noise checker weapon under the bed. Right, you got some kind of makeshift weapon. It can be anything. There's no real rule of thumb. Except nothing from the whiffle family. You don't want anything that whistles when you swing it. Isn't gonna scare anyone.
Beach Boys, fun, 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 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, you like sweet foods? I think everybody likes sweet foods, right? Did you know eating 10 and a half cups of sugar at once could kill you? Just, you know, kind of thought you'd like to know that fun fact, huh? 640, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We've got a clear morning, 65 at Radio Park.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride? Nice and play.
to mention. That was I guess that was their first big hit, Up, Up, and Away. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, lows around 63. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. 65 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. So a 67-year-old guy near Toronto just got his wallet back 51 years after losing it in high school. His old high school is being renovated, and they found it behind the bathroom wall. He says it went missing back in 1974. It had his student ID and driver's license in it, along with a 35-cent ticket to a hockey game. I wonder if that's still valid. So my question is, how did it get behind the bathroom wall? Who put it there? Somebody had to put it there, right? Hey, our next multi-state text to win contest starts next Monday here on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes, and go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play, so download the Civic Media app at WRJN.com and listen for keywords starting Monday the 22nd right here at WRJN. I know everybody loves when we play this game. All right, got Johnny Rivers now. Here's Memphis, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, got Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 646. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. All right, in the survey, people say they'll let the usual rules go out the window when they're on vacation. I don't know about you, but I try not to. 56% say their budgets don't exist when they're on vacation. 47% said their calories don't count. And 59% skip working out or tidying up. In other words, we spend loosely, we eat like pigs, and we live like slobs on vacation. That's what I'm getting out of that story.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Jimmy Mack, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:51 on your Monday morning. Monday morning. Eww. How did that come about so fast? I love Saturday and Sundays. When I look at the clock and it says 4:30, time to get up, I say, I laugh. Ha ha. Couldn't laugh this morning, though. Well, what's something kids used to deal with that would emotionally destroy them today? Here are the top answers. Dodgeball in gym class. Remember dodgeball? Get smacked in the face with a ball at about 50 miles an hour. Yeah. Babysitting infants at age 12. I had to do that. I babysat when I was just about 12 years old, sat for kids. Let's see. Parents listening in on landlines. I never had that problem. At least I don't think I did. Before computers, having to write multiple drafts by hand. The slowness of dial-up internet. Remember that sound? And having to log off if someone had to make a phone call. I remember that. My mother said, I have to use the phone. Actually, it was my wife that said that because I was married at that time. Let's see. You also couldn't receive phone calls if you were logged in. How about being trapped in a car with both parents smoking cigarettes? My parents were huge smokers. They stopped in 1967. Just both of them stopped. But before that, we went on vacation. If it was raining outside, the windows were rolled up, and the house, the car looked like London in the fog. So did the house. Instead of texting, you passed notes in class. I saw kids do it. I was never a note passer. Nobody wanted to pass me any notes. And no autosave. If you forgot to hit save, you were out of luck and you lost your work forever. Ah, the good old days. And 6:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, 1965 the year. Here come the Hollies, Bus Stop.
Bus Stop, wet day, she's there, I say it, please share my umbrella. Bus Stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella.
The Hollies, Bus Stop. It's 6:56, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 76, a clear, beautiful sky tonight. Good for star watching. Lows around 63, sunny with a high near 76 tomorrow. Right now, sunshine, 65 degrees at Radio Park. Speaking about star watching, NASA threw cold water on the idea that the interstellar object zipping through our solar system is aliens. Remember that space guy, that scientist who said, oh no, these are aliens. Well, they basically said, yeah, it's just a comet. Looks like a comet, does comet things, and it's very, very strongly resembling in every way a comet. So, yeah, if you were hoping for aliens and little green men to get out of that thing, ain't gonna happen. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Kelly Crew's supposed to be in at 7 o'clock, not feeling well. We'll change her time and get her in here this week if we can, all right? Right now, the foundations. Here we go.
Why do you build me up?
My heart. much or late. I wait around and then bye. I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Buttercup Foundation, 659, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, cops in New Jersey looking for two idiots who stole a Humpty Dumpty statue from a mini golf place. This happened last weekend. They ripped him off the wall and abandoned him down the street. But the good news is, it looks like they will be able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. The only reason I used that story was so I could read that line. I love it. 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have just wrapped up a meeting in Jerusalem.
Your presence here in Israel today is a clear message that America stands with Israel.
At a joint press conference, Rubio vowed unwavering support a week after Israel's surprise strike targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
Every single hostage, both living and deceased, needs to be home immediately. Hamas can no longer continue to exist as an armed element that threatens the peace and security, not just of Israel, but of the world.
Netanyahu called President Trump the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. In Washington last night, friends, admirers, and politicians gathered at the Kennedy Center for a vigil for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard spoke.
We cannot allow ourselves to be terrorized into silence. We need to live, Charlie.